Almost 3,000 years ago, in the land now called Iraq, a mighty king built a magnificent city on the banks of the Tigris River. The artworks around you, carved in stone, are from his palace. Each image speaks of the glory of the emperor, Ashurnasirpal II, and of his city called Nimrud. Turn first to the two colossal creatures with human heads in the archway. Both animals have wings. This means they're supernatural beings. Look carefully at their bodies and feet. Do you see a difference between the two animals? They're not a pair. The beast on the right has claws and the body of a lion. The other one has the hooves and body of a bull. Now count the number of legs on each animal. It might seem strange, but 5 legs apiece is right. Here's why. Look at them from the side. From here, you see them striding forward. Now look from the front. As you face them, they're standing still, strong and proud. Visitors to Nimrud walked between 2 enormous beasts like these at the citadel gates, and again as they entered the palace and the throne room. Now turn to face the rest of the room. The carvings on the walls are called relief sculptures. That means the pictures stand out from the surface of the stone. Notice the rows of small marks running across the relief sculptures. This is an ancient way of writing called cuneiform. Cuneiform means wedge-like. Look carefully. Each mark is shaped like a wedge. The first cuneiform writing was made on clay, using a sharp stick with a wedge-shaped tip. The cuneiform inscription tells of the glory of the king. Here's how it goes. Ashurnasirpal, the obedient prince, the worshiper of the great gods, the fierce dragon, the conqueror of all cities and mountains to their full extent, the king of rulers, the shepherd, protection of the world, the king whose command blots out mountains and seas, and so on. There's a lot more. It also tells how Ashurnasirpal built Nimrud. This was such a major feat that he invited 65,000 guests to a party in honor of his breathtaking capital city.